Thursday morning, time to get your Yelp on with Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Michael, go take a hike.
Literally.
That's what we're talking about, is where to get your hike on.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, some of our favorite hikes. And I think what's cool about this community is that we have the opportunity to go explore the high desert, but we can also explore the alpine forest as well.
Yep.
So Michael D. Thompson Trailhead up there off Mayberry, also known as the Hunter Creek Trail.
Great canyon to hike deep into.
Correct.
Beautiful. And if you go far enough, you get to see waterfalls.
And I've actually camped at that waterfall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could backpack in. It's a really easy, you know.
Totally.
You know.
Yeah.
Out and back's about, what, 3-6 hours total?
Yeah. It matters how fast you go, but exactly. Right around there.
So that's a great hike. It's a little bit more advanced. It gets a little narrow at parts, so just be prepared.
Yeah.
But also is the whole trail system up there in Galena while we're in the forest. So I really like the White's Creek, White's Jones Loop, which is up off of Timberline Road.
Yeah.
And you can follow a creek all the way up. You can veer off and head up to a dry pond meadow. If you do the whole loop, it's about 7 miles. It's a great, great little hike.
I've done that. Beautiful.
But if you wanted to explore the high desert, Rancho San Rafael has some great hiking available. And if you park in the park, you can actually loop around to the Evans Loop and makes it about a 6 mile hike as well. Get up there to the N, look down on the university.
Yep, get to the R. Oh, yeah, totally. Love that hike.
And your other favorite that you were talking about earlier?
The Rattlesnake Mountain. I mean, that's a great little hike. And there's great little trails on the dark side of Rattlesnake Mountain, as I like to call it. That's one of my favorite desert ones. One of the ones in the Alpine that you didn't mention, the Joy Luck Loop.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one, too.
That is great. And that's the one up there in the north entrance to the Galena Park.
Yeah, off of Mount Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one, too.
There's lots of great hikes everywhere.
That's why I live here.
That's right. And if you venture out into the California side, you've got even more. Lake Tahoe, of course. I like, what's it called? Eagle Falls.
Totally.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Lots of really easy beginner hikes just to get out and start getting into the sport.
Yeah.
Just make sure you wear some waterproof shoes, because you just never know. Even though we're in a drought, you never know when you're going to encounter a puddle that you can't get past. What's popular and happening this week?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, we've got Reno Craft Beer Week kicking off.
Oh, yeah.
Starting with Social Science at the Discovery Museum on April 18th, the science of fermentation, the art of beer. Really cool event. If you haven't done a social science event, these are adults-only nights at the Discovery Museum. Mm-hmm. No little rugrats running around.
No ankle biters to get in your way.
But you can climb in the cloud.
Good.
So
just don't do it drunk.
And coming up on Wednesday, the 22nd, which is next week, we've got Edible Reno Tahoe's 5th birthday party.
Oh, okay.
This is at the Nevada Museum of Art, and they are having food and drink from local vendors, as well as Mark Esty and Shea Louie, lots of music, and I mean, it's 5 years of celebrating our local food shed and all kinds of great stuff.
Fantastic.
And if you're looking for anything else to do that Tuesday, the 21st, we're having another Yelp's International Supper Club at Naan and Kebab.
Okay.
So RSVP ASAP, yelp.com/events. And to get in on the weekly Yelp, yelp.com/weekly_Yelp.